Welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Today we have on sort of a double bill. We have two guests talking about two shows. We have Elizabeth Ware on, who's doing double duty, playing both in two one-woman plays, the first being Woman by Design, written by her husband, David Edgecombe, who's also one of our guests. So welcome to the show, Liz.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks, Steve. But I'm going to have to start out by correcting you.
Well, then correct me.
Okay. Both Elizabeth and I wrote the show. And I think if you looked at the show, it's almost 50-50, and it's been a real labor of love. And we're now talking about A Woman by Design, and that is the story of Mary Coulter.
And what's just talking about co-writing the show, mm-hmm. we're still married.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, so it can be done.
Well, you've worked together in one-woman shows before. You did the play Libby, which...
Right. Yeah, we have. But I'm kind of used to following directions from a director. And this was really the first time that I was co-author of something. And I really didn't have an awful lot of faith in the process when David first started talking about it. And I just didn't know, how is this going to work? We had an outline, and we just divided it up between the two of us, and we went to separate computers and wrote and then splashed the scenes together.
And what was amazing is, of course, we spent 6 months rehearsing the woman's life.
Researching it.
Yes. We spent 3 months rehearsing it and 6 months researching it. But what was amazing is that when we finally put our pieces together, they fit together fairly seamlessly, and we had used the same imagery. And it really, I think, has a single voice. And I'm a little worried that Liz and I are merging into one person. But I guess after 40 years of marriage, that can happen.
And what was more amazing is that you took a year off from teaching at UAA. Both of you did, and you went off into your little place in the Netherlands where you hole up and write.
Arizona, the Netherlands, yes.
Well, actually, where we were, it was pretty remote.
Pretty
but
isolated.
It was really important to have that kind of lots of time and the ability to conduct research. And we were right in this. The play is about the foremost female architect from the early 20th century. And her contribution to architecture in the Southwest is astronomical. And she worked a lot at the Grand Canyon. So luckily, thanks to the federal government, those buildings are still standing. Mm-hmm. And we were able to, you know, have kind of backstage tours of her just remarkable architecture.
Interesting. And we forgot to mention this is being performed right now at Cyrano's.
Yes. It will open next week.
Next week at Cyrano's Theater Company. And also you're doing a play called Red Hot Patriot, which you've done before, another one-woman play about the life of Molly Ivins.
Yeah. So I'm doing these two shows in repertory, which means that one night it'll be the Molly Ivins play and the next night it will be the Mary Coulter play. And we alternate through the run. And it's a little complicated, but Centertix got it figured out. And Cyrano's knows what's playing every night. So it should work.
It kind of reminds me of the old actor who in true repertory theater. What play is it tonight?
Yes. Tragedy tomorrow, comedy tonight.
And it's quite amazing to see this woman, and I admit I'm a little bit prejudiced, but there's two full 90-minute shows that she has not only committed to memory, but has two distinctly different characters. One an 89-year-old woman, and the other a woman in her early 30s. So it's quite a challenge for people to see these people brought alive on stage. She's blushing here. I love this.
I'm not going to ask you if you mix up the characters during each performance, if one visits the other.
You know, it would be terrifying to do very similar characters. You know, then, thank goodness, Molly Ivins was a Texan, outspoken Texan from the, you know, the late 20th century, and Mary Coulter was a completely different kind of character, actually a very demanding character. In the research that we conducted, of course, she died in 1959, so we didn't talk to anyone directly who knew her, but there was a lot of hearsay about her, and unfortunately, she didn't keep a diary, but the hearsay evidence was this woman was a piece of work, a chain-smoking, cussing, demanding person. And she had to be, because here she was, a woman architect in a world completely populated by men, construction
workers.
I have
to warn our audiences, we described the personality of this woman before in similar terms, and someone came up to me, is there a lot of cursing in the show? Well, we play a little game with the cursing, because I think the cursing was she used to motivate the men around her, but in the show, she doesn't do very much cursing. So,
well, one question that comes to mind immediately is, why her? Why did you choose to write a play about this person? Whose idea was it to start this
process?
Let
me start, and this is because we're always looking for, we love doing this, so we look for opportunities. I think, Liz, you have 5 one-woman pieces now that you've done in the past 20 years?
I don't know, I've lost count.
Something like that. Steve, you directed one, too. So.
Wonderful.
But we're always looking for interesting women. So I was standing in the Grand Canyon, and I think I have to take credit for it. I picked up a book and said, Liz, what do you know about her? And it was a book about Mary Coulter and her work at the Grand Canyon. And neither of us had heard her name before. So we started investigating, and just 20 years earlier, nobody knew who developed all those buildings and who built them and designed them. And it was like she was a little hidden character out of the past. So we said, boy, that sounds fascinating. So we wanted to squeeze in one last sabbatical. And thank you, university, for giving it to us. And we were saying, well, who do we want to do? And we had a number of other projects. I'm afraid to mention some because we're still working on them. But this one came to mind, and I wrote up the application, and lo and behold, it was favorably received. So the rest is history.
So you stumbled across this book about this woman architect.
Right.
And so the danger of that, I would see, is that if you get into it and suddenly she's not very interesting, then you're kind of stuck.
One of the beauties of her legacy is that many of her buildings survive. And one building in particular, which is not at the Grand Canyon, it's a hotel in Winslow, Arizona, you know, the famous standing on the corner town. She worked for the Fred Harvey Corporation, and she designed hotels all the way from, she was instrumental in designing hotels all the way from Chicago to Los Angeles. Most of them have been torn down, but the one in Winslow got picked up by two men interested in restoring old buildings back in the mid-90s, and they've turned it into a jewel of a hotel. And we had visited that place, and it's the kind of place where you just fall in love with the architecture. And that's, I think, what spurred our interest in pursuing this farther. If it were just about the buildings at the Grand Canyon, you know, everybody sees those, they read the plaques, they know that story. But the story of her work on the railroad and the pioneering work she did in relating the architecture to the landscape. She was very inspired by the ancestral Puebloan architecture in the Southwest, the towers of the Pueblo people. And it was such a fascinating approach to building buildings, and so completely unique that, and people asked us early on, you know, what is it you're working on? And we said, well, we're writing a tragedy about historic preservation, because the sad part is so many of her buildings have been wrecking balled and turned into parking lots.
That's sad.
And about the idea that a person is not interesting enough to create a show. Well, as we investigated her, we found this woman dedicated her life to her work. She never married. She had very few friends. And in the end of her life, it's very sad that she witnesses her own buildings being torn down.
That's sad.
It's heartbreaking. But at the same time, it it is a woman who really forged a real start for women in architecture, and many women followed her.
And ultimately, I think it's about that the artistic drive. What drives a person, be they male or female? And she was certainly driven to the point where she didn't have a private life. She simply worked constantly. And that kind of character is fascinating to try to bring to life.
Sounds like it is. Well, for those of you just tuning in, this is Stage Talk. We're talking about two plays here, Woman by Design, written by both my guests, Elizabeth Ware and David Edgecombe, and also the other one-woman play called Red Hot Patriot about the life of Molly Ivins. And we're talking about these two one-woman plays and some fascinating people. I want to go back just one second about the fact that you co-wrote this play. David, you've written plays before.
Yes.
How was it to work in this process? I've known some people, directors and actors, will work through an improvisational method. They'll have the actor do some scenes, improvising, and then write down the script. How was it working with a collaborator who was writing script as well as you were, and you're combining those two? And I guess the question should go to Liz as well.
Yeah, well, I found it terribly exciting, but I think Liz was more frustrated with it than I was.
At the beginning.
And when we broke up the scenes, I kept going, I hope I get that scene. And I didn't have to fight for any of them. We broke it up, I think, in probably 2 minutes. And
we set up an outline. This was
My question. You had an outline.
Yeah,
first.
It was post research, and we set up an outline how we would tell her story. And it's not necessarily chronological, but it's sort of based on the buildings. And then we just kind of divided it up that way. David got the part about her first view of the Grand Canyon. And I don't know, a lot of people have seen the Grand Canyon. So if you can remember back to the first time you saw it, and I was with David when he saw the Grand Canyon for the first time. And I said, write about that. Write about your feelings there. Well, he wrote such a beautiful description of seeing the Grand Canyon. When I read it to my mother, it brought tears to her eyes. And so it really did fall into these natural blocks of scenes that we just then kind of knit together. And we ended up just having to put a little bit of transition material. One of the weirdest things, though, and we had not talked about this, we both used alliteration as part of her character. David said she was known for her use of salty language. Well, one way that we got around that was, instead of using the traditional four-letter words, we used alliterative cursing but no dirty words in it.
Well, the best cursors are those who use the language masterfully.
Right. But we both, without even talking about it, we both used alliteration as part of her character. And I don't think we had mentioned that to each other.
That.
So it was kind of one of those happy accidents.
And the happiest part was we finished our first draft. We sat down and read it aloud, or she did. She read it to me. I have a small part in the show, so if you haven't seen Edgecombe on stage, come just for that experience. But we sat down to read it, and it hit, I think it was
79 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, and we had to cut very little, and that's the magic of it. The thing just fell together. But we spent 6 months with this woman, learning the insides and outs of her character and her experiences. So I'm not too surprised that it worked out so well.
And now audiences get to spend how many minutes with her?
It's about 72 minutes.
About 72 minutes.
Long.
Well,
yeah.
This has been a fascinating discussion. We can talk for a lot longer about both these plays and about your process, but we've come to the end of our time, unfortunately. I want to thank my guests, David Edgecombe and Elizabeth Ware, who co-wrote A Woman Woman by Design. And then Liz is also performing in Red Hot Patriot, both performing at Cyrano. So thanks for being on Stage Talk.
Thank you, Steve.
For more information about this play and other plays playing around in the area, please go to the Stage Talk calendar on alaskapublic.org. Until next week, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.